Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene throws the ball into Lepsio, who tags Lump trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Snyder scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Yost reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. House moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. House scores. Terwilliger moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terwilliger moves to third. Herbert moves to second. Pete Burnside now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Terwilliger scores. Herbert moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside has Herbert trapped. He runs over and tags Herbert for the out. Lump moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Maris moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray Dixon now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Bowling moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bella pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnside strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Yost reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Maxwell strikes out. two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnside bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturdivant moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Keene reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Kaline moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.